Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So let's say your child is opening up the screen window and you get really mad and you say, ah, boy, if I could, I'd cut off your fingers. Well, what if you really did cut off your child's fingers? That's what we're doing to our cats. When we declaw our cats, it's an amputation. It's not just clipping nails. You know that. We are amputating from the last digit. So bend your finger, and at the last digit, that's where we're cutting it off. And why? It's because cats, mostly because cats are scratching in all the wrong places for us. Well, we can do something about it with behavior modification. We've always known that, but some of you don't have the patience for it, and some veterinarians, frankly, don't take the time to explain it to us. But now there's a new sort of instant soup type of solution. It's called Feel-A-Scratch, and veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes will be here to explain how it works and what it is. We will also talk about a topic that I think should be, must be discussed every veterinary visit. That is your pet's nutrition. Have there been changes in the diet? Have there been changes in what comes out the other end as a result of the diet? Have there been changes in your dog or cat's preference? Maybe not as excited about the same food anymore. Those are all important questions. And Kara Burns, who's a leading veterinary technician, will be here to explain why. I will also talk about ticks. Yeah, I know, I often do. But tick disease really, really, really is increasingly a problem. If there is a time of year for ticks, this is now one of those times of year. I will explain why. But most of all, we're here for you, to talk to you, to answer your pet behavior questions at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Either which way, it's toll free. Sharon in Tennessee, you called in. You're here right now on the radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. What's happening?
Well, I have a yellow lab, and he's terrified of storms. He's actually broke the windows out of my house a couple of times to get in.
To get in or get out? What's he doing outside in a storm?
Oh, well, he stays out in the daytime.
Okay, so a lot there to deal with. Is your dog so afraid that a half hour, an hour, 2 hours, maybe even a half a day before the storm arrives, your dog knows it and is telling you?
I don't know if it's that soon, but as soon as he hears thunder in the distance, he's upset.
Yeah, well, first of all, I can be of less help with a dog that's outside and you're not there. that's a bit more challenging, and it concerns me. I mean, all your dog wants to do, all of that, are, you know what, the most important thing in any dog's life is you. So all your dog wants is to be with you, and especially since your dog is terrified. So it's sad that the dog is being forced from the dog's perspective to break through glass to get to you. So I'm thinking your dog should be indoors, especially if you think it's going to rain or storm, and if you happen to be home. That would be the right thing to do. You know, and sometimes with these dogs that are afraid, we tend to coddle them and hug them, and that's human nature. I understand that totally. But that, to that degree, can actually make matters worse because you're feeding into that fear. So what should you do is the bottom line. Well, there are a couple things you can do that may make some difference. For small dogs, there's a diet that can play a role in all this. It's from Royal Canin. It's a veterinary diet called Calm, but it's not really labeled for larger dogs, and you have a larger dog. You could try an adaptable diffuser. You plug those in. It's a knockoff of a pheromone, and it's a calming pheromone. So when puppies drink mom's milk, there's a pheromone in that milk. And this is a copy of that same pheromone that helps to calm puppies. And we know it can work. But I will tell you, with dogs that are absolutely out of their mind, petrified, as your dog might be, the best thing you can do, the right thing to do for your dog, is a psychopharmaceutical. And you should talk to your veterinarian about what would be appropriate. So I'm talking about a drug, yes. And people say, I don't want to drug my dog. Well, what is more humane? Helping your dog to feel not so terrified. We cannot go up to a dog and say, well, you know, it's only a thunderstorm. It'll pass in an hour. Everything will be okay. That's not going to work. And what happens with most dogs, especially one that would be left outside a lot, would be the fear just gets worse. Because there's no reason for it to get better. And I guess some indoor dogs, it's been reported to me here and there, do realize that, okay, nothing bad's going to happen. And over time, they get better. But for most dogs, they actually get worse. And the only time they get better is if they're drugged. And what this does is it alters the brain chemistry just a bit. So they're just not so afraid. They don't love the storm, but at least they're not so incredibly terrified. And they either find a comfortable place, hopefully in the house, to sleep it off. Or you can give them, in some cases, then something else to do. But your dog is so afraid that if I were to say, stuff a treat inside a toy, you know, with low-fat cream cheese or low-fat peanut butter or a liver treat and stuff it in there real good so the dog has something to do to work it out, or give your dog a chewy, well, your dog's not going to do it because your dog's just too afraid to do that. So with a psychopharmaceutical, at least the dog isn't so terrified. I mean, these dogs are so absolutely terrified that it's almost inhumane. So I'm glad you called. You did the right thing. But I would visit your veterinarian and think about keeping your dog indoors when a storm is expected.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know. I mean, I should have said, I shouldn't have let her go that easy. I mean, what did it sound like to you? Do you think she's going to do this? Did she buy what I said? I hope so. I really hope so. And again, the thing is, we can't logically explain to the dogs what thunderstorms are all about. And you know what? It turns out a lot of people, more than I ever would have thought years ago when I started doing all this, are afraid of thunderstorms as well. But at least for people, there's a few things that we can do. And one, young kids are afraid. How many of you as young children, or maybe have young children yourself, I'm talking about 8, 9 years old, 7 years old, that are very afraid of thunderstorms. But at least we can have conversations with them. You can't with our dogs. It's not going to do any good. Please do go to my Facebook page, my fan page. Woo, fans. I've got them. I want you to be among them. All you do is go to Facebook.com. If you're already on Facebook, just go to your page in the search under pages, type in my name, and you will find it. What do I post there? Well, I post my blog post, which is news and information about pets. And I have some news and information about ticks and tick disease. That is coming up next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 oh. right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat. Please go first.
My mouth parts are watery.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I'm so excited about this. Next week on the show, there's a movie out about Sergeant Stubby, a dog. Sergeant, military sergeant, was a four-legged hero back in World War I, and after that as well, we'll talk to the director of this animated film, but it's a great movie about the human-animal bond. I had the opportunity to see it and love it. We will talk with Richard Laney, the director of that movie, next week on the show. Dogs are getting tick disease more than ever before. I don't know why the issue of tick disease, because dogs are a sentinel. So if dogs are getting tick disease, you and I are too. People are too. That's a fact. And the Centers for Disease Control upped their numbers of people who have Lyme disease, in particular, a couple of years ago, to 10 times what it previously was. It's a serious issue. And while some people don't get ill from Lyme, apparently, others get very, very sick and their whole life changes entirely. The good news for our dogs, it's actually more preventable than it is for people. Using an appropriate product, not one where you just go to the big box store or online and choose because the color on the packaging looks good or it's cheap. That's not the right way to choose. Ask your veterinarian about what choice is best for you. Or perhaps the Lyme vaccine. So if you live... So the good news for our dogs and the bad news for people, there is no Lyme vaccine for people yet. There will be. I am telling you, there will be, because the problem is on the rise. And as long as the Center for Disease Control is given the appropriate directive and budget, I know they're in the process of figuring this out, because there are so many people coming down with Lyme disease. And dogs, we can use appropriate products that actually do prevent transmission, and look for the ones and ask your veterinarians about those products that sometimes deter the tick from even landing on your dog. Can't bite if it's not on your dog. And if it is on your dog, we want a quick kill. So disease transmission for most tick diseases, we don't completely understand how long it takes, but probably takes, depending on the disease they're transmitting, anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. What's more, they're not only transmitting Lyme in some cases, they're transmitting a cocktail of two or three, maybe, it happens, diseases all at once, and that doesn't sound good. And what I was saying is, if you live in an area that's called, we call it tick endemic, or specifically Lyme endemic is what I meant to say. If it's an area that's Lyme endemic, then using the vaccine, getting that vaccine, the annual vaccine, probably makes a lot of sense. But talk to your veterinarian about what's right for your pet. And one more thing to consider is not only where you live, but where you may travel to. So this summer, we do a lot of traveling, right, with our pets. So if you're going somewhere, anywhere, with your dog, well, then talk to your veterinarian about where you're going. You may need potentially even a different product. Also, consider the dog flu. While I'm at it, while I'm on the soapbox. So if there is absolutely no dog flu where you live, it doesn't mean that's not the case wherever you're going. And for the dog flu, you need to prepare that vaccine in advance. Here's what I mean by that. You need an initial shot, but then a booster 3 weeks later. So you have to think about it at least a month out before you go anywhere with your dog. If you're going somewhere, anywhere, where there may be dog flu, which is now most of the country. So for further information about all of that, check out my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. Coming up next, the conversation about nutrition and what always veterinarians and veterinary technicians should be asking and what always we should be thinking about.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I have sitting right across from me, Kara Burns. People go into, the problem is they don't necessarily go into their veterinarian, and when they do, the veterinarian doesn't always bring up, or the veterinary nurse or technician doesn't always bring up nutrition. That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't seem right, especially after my entire career has been devoted to making sure that veterinary healthcare teams are focusing on nutrition.
And I know you're about why is it so important?
Because of we need to be doing a nutritional assessment on every single pet that comes in every time they come in, because things change. Physiology changes. Feeding behaviors of the owners change. Maybe they just read something and decided that they're going to do it, you know, differently than what maybe they were instructed to do. So too many changes within that time. We absolutely have to be doing a nutritional assessment.
Well, and one thing that's happened is people are going to the internet for advice, and people feel very passionately, oh, that's an understatement. It's like a religion,
yes.
You know, pet food,
yes.
Now. They have such strong feelings, unfortunately, sometimes, in my opinion, based on misinformation. And one of those things is, well, feed your dog like a wolf.
I know our dogs are related to wolves, but should we be feeding our dogs like wolves?
Well, the question goes back then to the owner. What do they think a wolf is? You know, because of dogs and wolves are both omnivores, meaning they get their nutrition from carbs, from protein, from fats, as well as micronutrients and the other nutrients. So it goes back to what do they consider a wolf, like what is setting them apart, wolves from dogs, and I think it's the misperception that wolves are carnivores, because they are in the family, carnivore family, but that doesn't mean that that's how they their nutritional makeup is meant to be. So for a better example than how I just explained that is pandas are in the carnivore family.
But and they eat bamboo.
Exactly. And that's where they get their nutrition from, bamboo. So we really have to, and again, the onus is on the veterinary healthcare team, to me, especially the veterinary nurses, we have to be educating our clients and asking that why. You know, did they go on the internet? And if so, maybe they do want to know. It's a positive for me. Granted, I know how frustrating it can be sometimes when owners come in and say, hey, I saw this on the internet. But let's flip that and take it as a positive that they're trying to educate themselves regarding nutrition.
But should we feed our dogs as if they are wolves? Is that little toy poodle next to you that's sleeping with you at night, are the nutritional needs the same as a wolf?
No, the nutritional needs are not going to be the same as a wolf. When we get, you know, away from omnivore and carnivore, et cetera, let's get down to the nutritional needs. And, you know, it's each individual dog and each individual cat are going to have their nutritional needs, but that's going to be based on life stage, lifestyle, the breed of dog that it is, the breed of cat that it is. So we need to get healthcare teams, I need to get healthcare teams focus on that individual pet as opposed to grouping them with wolves, because we need to get our owners and ourselves away from their mini wolves. You know, everyone that does knows that I have a French bulldog, and Fribble the French bulldog is not chasing, you know, animals in the wild. You know, I am providing food for her.
And what's really interesting is that in places where dogs are in the wild, and they're not really in the wild. They're feral dogs.
Right.
In some countries. And here's how they survive. They don't, unlike cats, the do hunt. They generally don't do that, generally.
Right.
What they do is they scavenge for garbage.
You're exactly right. And again, that gets back to, for me, talking to pet owners about why they feel the way they feel. Why? Where is their belief system coming from? You know, did they read it on the internet? Did they hear a marketing campaign on television?
So the hope is that you will communicate with your veterinary professional.
Yes.
You may mean well. You may have an emotional belief.
Yes.
Entrenched in emotion.
Yes.
But there are facts that we know.
Absolutely.
Kara Burns, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your phone calls next at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I love it when you call me. I mean, after all, that's what I'm here for, is to try to help you. And our success rate seems to be pretty good. Let's see if I can continue that nearly perfect record. Well, adequately perfect. I try. Peggy from Arizona, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You call, I answer. It is what I do. Now let's see if I can help you. What's happening?
Well, I have a black lab mix, and he growls. He growls all the time. When you pet him, he'll growl. It sounds kind of like a purr, but it's, you know. And then, but he growls at my kids. He growls at, my kids are grown, but, you know, they come and visit. They've been around him for 5-6 years. So he should know them by now.
I'm sure he does. How old is this dog?
He's about 8.
And has he always done this?
Not as much as he has lately.
So even when you first got the dog, and incidentally, I do want to know where you got the dog from, but even when you first got the dog, he did this from day one?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got the dog from a relative who was a ranch dog.
And at that point, how old was the dog when you did get him?
He was a couple years old.
Okay, so my first rule out is that something medical is going on. Here's an example, and this has happened in real life more than once, where you have this perfectly wonderful family dog that suddenly turns and bites a kid in the house who pets the dog, and they want to put the dog down, and it turns out the dog has a medical problem. I mean, it's happened where I've been involved at this point several times where that, and then once the medical problem is solved, completely different dog. I'm not saying that's the case with your dog, but I'm saying it is the first rule out because it really is possible. So I'm sure you've been to the veterinarian, but I want you to even videotape what's going on for your veterinarian. I don't want to get anyone hurt, so people need to be safe, but I want to videotape this behavior so your veterinarian can see it, because likely at the veterinary clinic your dog may not do this or may do this under different circumstances. So I want to see your veterinarian. I want your veterinarian to see what happens day to day with your dog, particularly with this purring, growling thing you're talking about, because that really does sound like pain. So I want your veterinarian to see this, and I want you to think about, okay, if people pet the dog at a certain place, is this more likely to happen? And then the dog has learned, if people don't pet me altogether, then I don't hurt. Again, I am not saying that's happening with your dog. I am saying it is possible because I've seen it so many times. Now, if we rule that out, better put, much better put if your veterinarian rules out anything medical is going on with your dog, then and sometimes these can be surprising things. Now, where you live, unlikely to be tick disease, but that's actually a possibility, you know, for a lot of people in many parts of the country, Lyme disease or other tick diseases could cause exactly what you're talking about. Again, not as likely where you live, but what I'm saying, it can be an unexpected sort of medical issue. But once that's ruled out, then what I would do, where are you in Arizona?
I'm in northern Arizona by the Sholo area.
Oh, that's nowhere near Phoenix, is it?
Well, my kids live in, I come to Phoenix a lot.
Okay, so there's a veterinary behaviorist. Her name is Kelly Moffitt, Dr. Kelly Moffitt in Phoenix, who, if my next step would be, if I'm you, is okay, if we rule out the medical, then it's behavior. And while I can give you, and I'm happy to, some general advice, I can't see the dog, and when it comes to aggression, I think it's irresponsible on the radio if I were to give very specific advice, because if I advise you wrong, someone can get hurt, the dog may ultimately be euthanized, and no one wants that. So we really ideally need to have someone see the dog, you know, actually see what's going on, and a veterinary behaviorist would be my next choice, because you've got, on both sides, a veterinarian who has expertise in animal behavior. And you can go, I can give you the website for Dr. Moffitt's information, and maybe there's another veterinary behaviorist in Arizona I don't know about. I don't think so. But that's dacvb.org, as in Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. That's dacvb.org. For more information, or just to locate a veteran, this is for anyone who's listening, a veterinary behaviorist close to where you live. They have one of those locator things. And if you do talk via email or in person to Dr. Moffitt, certainly tell her I sent you. That would be, now, what you want to do in the meantime, your dog has apparently, hopefully, not bitten anyone?
No, he never growls at me. He never does.
Well, that's not what you said at the beginning of the call. You said sometimes when I pet the dog makes...
Well, Yeah, he does.
Okay.
When I pet him, but
so
as far as
I want, this is curious.
Okay.
Something's missing in this piece, and that's why I want your dog to actually be seen by someone. So the good news is that it can be. I don't know, but it can be as simple as your dog is arthritic and really hurting, and getting pain relief medication in your dog will make your dog not hurt and change your dog's behavior. Again, I'm totally randomly guessing, but it can be something as benign, but not so benign to your dog who's been in pain. So there's got to be something, there's a missing link here, and I don't know what that is. But by having your dog actually be seen by an expert, you will, I am somewhat certain, find out what that link is. And certainly if you see a behaviorist, I'm certain that you will be able to help your dog and foster a better relationship with all family members with the dog. I am certain that if you see Dr. Moffitt, that will happen.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Let us know what happens. I hope you don't sound excited by my response.
No, I am. I am concerned about him.
You should be. Because, I mean, your dog, the next step could be that your dog actually bites someone, and we don't want that to happen. So in the meantime, of course, keep everyone safe.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think we're almost at 300. Yeah, almost 300 videos on our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will see videos on all sorts of topics relating to our companion animals, their health, their behavior. Sometimes I talk about things. Sometimes I have an expert literally on my shoulder. You'll see what I mean if you go to the YouTube page. However, I don't think we have a video about goldfish. We should. We don't. But I do have a reader question, our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. And that's exactly what Mike did, as he did ask me a question, a very serious one, about his goldfish. I'll have the question and response next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark.
Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand.
Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
the only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, and I'm so looking forward to this. I love the movie. We talked to the director of an animated film, but it's for not only kids, it's for adults too. And not young kids. I think young kids actually, in truth, might be a bit scared. But anywhere from, I'm no expert on kids, but anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9 years of age or older. And it's for adults too. The movie is about Sergeant Stubby, who was the most honored dog ever in the U.S. military. Maybe, I don't know the answer, the first dog who actually worked in the U.S. military. This was during World War I, and not one or two, but three U.S. presidents honored this dog, who was actually considered a sergeant, Sergeant Stubby, an American hero. It's a great movie. Talk to the director next week. And we will also talk about feline leukemia, and there's new information which we will hear about.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of HeartGuard Plus.
I find heartworm disease to be the most frustrating disease when it comes to protecting the health of our pets. An infected mosquito bites your dog and passes larvae along that grow into heartworms that damage your dog's heart and blood vessels. It's a terrible disease, and the reason it's so frustrating to me is that it's so simple to prevent. A monthly tasty chewable from your veterinarian is all that it takes to protect your dog. I know you think you'll get around to it, or you don't notice many mosquitoes by you. Well, you're wrong. Heartworm disease has been reported in all 50 states with over 100,000 confirmed cases last year. Don't put your dog at risk. Treatment is expensive and painful. Speak to your veterinarian about the appropriate heartworm prevention for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with HeartGuard Plus Ivermectin Parental. Test dogs for infection prior to use. In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported. For full prescribing information, talk to your veterinarian. Visit HeartGuard.com or call 888-637-4251.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, tell me everything about goldfish. Emails listener Mike in Illinois. I want to know more about their care. Well, I don't know that I can do that because the show isn't long enough, but I'll give it a shot. So the first mistake we make with goldfish is we get one. Usually a feeder goldfish, they aren't bred to live very long in the first place. So that wouldn't be my choice. Go to an aquatic store, a real store that sells fish and knows what they're doing, and get a goldfish that way. They're sometimes called fancy goldfish rather than a feeder goldfish. That would be the first piece of advice. Secondly, we tend to get one and then stick it in a bowl. And by the way, think that the fish is going to grow larger, and then we get a bigger bowl. Wasn't that a Dr. Seuss book? And then we get a bigger bowl, and then we get a bigger bowl, and soon we have a whale. That doesn't happen. They only grow as large as they potentially can grow, but the problem is they don't belong in a bowl in the first place. Beta fish do okay in bowls. Goldfish, not so much. That's one reason. There are certainly exceptions. I have an 8-year-old goldfish. I have a 12-year-old. Yes. Certainly there are exceptions. But if we want the goldfish to live the longest quality possible life, an aerated bowl. And they make them now, specifically for goldfish. They're available online and at most pet stores. Number three, overfeeding. We show our love with food, and we tend to do that with goldfish as well as our dogs and cats. And rather than be overweight or obese, although that potentially can happen with goldfish, the food tends to just fall to the bottom and rot and makes the water pretty nasty unless you have an aerated bowl, but still overfeeding is a problem. So don't overfeed the goldfish. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Perhaps next week it will be questions about iguanas. I don't know. Coming up next, veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes will tell us what to do if our cats are scratching in all the wrong places.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes is here. We last left off with cats scratching where we don't necessarily want them to scratch. And the big question is what to do about it. So in America, uniquely around the world in some ways, the answer had been to declaw. Convenient, perhaps. The right thing to do, not so sure. And behaviorists like you have said, wait, we can do behavior modification. You've been talking about that for years. And now you have something else to talk about.
Exactly. Again, we're so excited about having this new alternative that is a clinically proven product that helps to draw cats to their scratching post and away from things that they are scratching inappropriately.
All right, so let's walk through this. You need a scratching post. You need a vertical scratching post for this.
Exactly.
You need to go out and get this product. It's called Feli Scratch, F-E-L-I Scratch, all one word. Now you've done that, what do you do?
So the instructions are to lay your scratching post over on its side and stripe it with this liquid product. So it's important for people to note that this is a pheromone that comes in a new form, right? Many people are used to, familiar with our pheromones that we diffuse or pheromones that we spray. This product comes in a little sort of a pipette, plastic pipette, and it is a liquid that you apply to the scratching post.
So you just put the post on its side so you can apply it. Really, that's for convenience.
So it doesn't run off.
Right. Yes. And you, in this little tube or pipette, you squeeze it and a blue liquid comes out. You'll explain in a second why it's blue. And also what's in this liquid. It's not at all a drug.
No, it's not at all. It does contain three different ingredients. One being that feline interdigital semiochemical, or a copy of this pheromone that cats produce from specialized glands between their toes.
So when
and
cats,
it says, scratch here.
It's like a sign.
Exactly.
In cat language, it says scratch here. So when cats scratch up on anything, if they're outdoors, they're scratching on a tree trunk, or indoors on, hopefully not, but perhaps your sofa, they are depositing what?
Exactly. Many people don't realize they are not only depositing this chemical, but they're also leaving visual markers. So the scratch itself is a visual marker that says, I was here. Mm-hmm. This is a scratching place. So the Feli Scratch is a combination of three ingredients so that the blue dye, draws cats from a distance to the post. They see the dye. It's mm-hmm. a mark. Mm-hmm. It says that hopefully mimics that mark the cat would leave. It has a very small percent of catnip in it. And that catnip is what gets the cats interested when they get closer to investigate the post. And once interested and investigating, that increases the chance the cats are going to perceive that pheromone.
So when you first heard about this and you read about it, you probably thought, I know you, it's science, it makes some sense.
Right.
However, when you've actually seen this, and I assume by now you've seen it many multiple times, are you even surprised?
I have to admit I am. I have only worked for SIVA for 3 years, and as a behaviorist in the past, I've looked at all of the pheromone studies, and some of them are great, some of them aren't so great. The research behind this product, I think, is very exciting.
And they've been using it in Europe, haven't they?
They've been using it in Europe for, I believe, since last spring, so it's relatively new there. But the research behind this product has been going on for almost 8 years, and so it's very compelling. And again, now that I've actually been seeing this product in use out in the field, talking to veterinarians, visiting veterinary clinics, it is very exciting to see how well it works.
And what excites me is that if we, as a result, we're not declawing as often, but often cats are given up to shelters because they're scratching where we don't want them to be. So this will save lives.
Exactly. Destructive behavior is in the top 5 reasons that cats are relinquished to shelters. So I do believe this has the potential to not only save cat lives, but dramatically improve their welfare in the home.
Well put, Dr. Valerie Tynes. But the product, again, is called Feli Scratch. And for you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, that's called Feli Scratch by Feliway, and it really does attract cats to the scratching post, and that's a lifesaver, because if people don't have to give up their feel, they don't have to give up their cats, because the cat is scratching in the right place, that's great. They're not giving up the cats to shelters or just letting them outside. That's one thing. The other thing is that sometimes when they're declawed, we now know, as a result of the declaw, they have behavior problems. So this doesn't happen if the cat is scratching where we want the cats to scratch.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.